It's time for the Fantasy Football Guys with off-season updates and next season guesses. Here they are, Lyle Conkeel and Kevin Moore, the Fantasy Football Guys.
Yes, indeed you do. We are the Fantasy Football Guys. I'm Kevin.
No, I'm Lyle.
And we are recording this sucker in March. It's as we record, it's March 15th, year of our Lord, 2017.
Yeah.
And tell you what, we're supposed to get the storm of the century or something, and it wasn't really quite that. We had like 3 inches of snow and ice. And
the snow wasn't bad, but the ice was bad, dude. I lost power.
Did you?
Yeah, man. And a bunch of trees fell. And it was like hard to get out of my driveway and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, woke up yesterday, you know, had a couple of flickering of lights, but nothing went out. I was really hopeful that we wouldn't lose power, but yeah.
Yeah, no, we definitely had some issues. We were out of power for a while, dude.
Should have come over.
I really couldn't get out of my driveway, man. They don't plow my road, dude.
Yeah,
so it was a sheet of ice.
Yeah, Lyle doesn't live at the end of the world, but it's close.
It's real close, man.
It's really right close.
Around the corner.
Yeah, you can see it from Lyle's house. It's like, right. Yeah, there's the end of the world there.
Yep.
All right, so enough of that. We shoveled, you know, we cleared cars. We're back to normal now. Hopefully we can get some spring going. Anyway, so obviously we're deep into the NFL's the hell they call it, free agency period.
Dude, yes, there we go.
You take a break for a couple of weeks from this, and your brain just turns to jello. Yeah, it's free agency time.
Good times, Kevin. One of my favorite times of year.
Yeah, it's like Christmas. Really, it is. Yeah. Our Eagles made a couple moves, which is pretty cool. But we'll get to more details about things later. But, dude, the Patriots just crushed free agency again.
Man. It's not fair.
After the Super Bowl, Bill Belichick says we're 5 weeks behind every other team except for one, and it's going to be difficult for us to catch up. And
it's just not fair.
We want a ring, but 2018-17 is going to be it's like shut up, Bill. Come on.
Yeah.
So what do? They go
Shut
out and they get the best. Like somebody said, they don't even really need to draft because they've got everything they need.
They have killed it. I was really surprised to see them land Cooks, man. I mean, that's just such a massive boost to their team. Why would anybody allow that to happen? Like,
who can stop it? I mean, all you can do is
the Saints.
Well, yeah, but the thing is they wanted to drop his contract and drop him, out of the. They wanted to be able to get some defensive players for him. Allegedly, they wanted Malcolm Jenkins from the Eagles, but the Eagles weren't giving up Malcolm Jenkins.
They're not giving up Jenkins.
Right.
I understand that, but I have to believe, in my heart of hearts, that the Saints organization's goal is to win a Super Bowl.
You'd think, yes.
You would think. They gave the best team in the league one of their best weapons. I don't understand that logic.
Well,
you surrounded by talent. There would have been a lot of other teams. There had to have been a lot of other teams interested in that trade. And I think you take a little bit less, even if the Patriots offered more, and I don't know that they did, but you take a little bit less to not let them have that weapon. I'm sorry, dude.
Well,
it's not good strategy.
They gave up the 32nd pick, which is the Patriots' first round pick, and a couple of other picks down the line, and they swapped picks here and there. So, it was a good move, obviously, for the Patriots. They always have a ton of picks, and they always move around. The 32nd pick is basically a second round pick.
It's a second round pick. Yep.
Yeah. So, from what I understand, the Titans offered them, a number 14, and they said no. So.
Yeah, man.
They
I don't know.
Being,
the Saints.
So, yeah, it seems a little weird to me. But you know what? Cooks is now a Patriot, and that team just got better. And they got better in a lot of other ways, too.
Yeah, they did.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
It's scary, dude. How can anybody compete with them? I mean, I don't know how anyone can expect to compete with them.
Certainly not in the AFC East. That's for damn sure.
No. Well, I mean, but it's been like that forever.
Well, yeah.
So, but still, they've had people challenging them, and the Giants beat them twice, and But at the same time, they just, they're constantly good, and they just keep upgrading their roster. You know, I just don't, it's scary. And it's frankly, it's a little bit boring.
It almost kind of is, unless, of course, you're a Patriots fan. The guy right. who knows a Patriots fan is constantly, you know, texting me and emailing me, oh, the Patriots are, they should be pretty good next year, don't you think, Hardy, har, har, har.
Yeah, no shit. They're going to be good, I'm sorry, they're going to be good until Belichick and Brady retire. That's it. After that, who knows? But they're going to be good until those two things happen.
Yeah, I would have to. I mean, you know, Brady is obviously, you know, a huge part of that success for a bunch of different reasons that we've talked about ad nauseum.
He is, but really, the year they were out, they missed the playoffs. But what, they went 11-5?
They did go 11-5, yeah.
It's not like they were bad.
Right. So, you know, and they always seem to grow good backup quarterbacks there. Garoppolo and... And, well, it might just, be, know, the, Ryan might just Hoyer be the system. Was a Patriot, you know.
Yeah, Castle was good.
Right. So
then,
yeah, he was good then. So, you know, who knows whether they'll be able to keep the quarterback, but, you know, the offense will stay the same as long as Belichick's there. Who knows how long Belichick wants to coach?
I think he goes when Brady goes. I think that's it.
Well, that would be perfect, but, you know, I don't know that he does. We'll have to see.
He's in his mid-60s, right? So.
Yeah, but, you know, being in your mid-60s in 2017 isn't like it was in the mid-60s. You know what I mean?
Dude, I understood. He's 64. So if Brady plays five more years, he'll be almost, he'll be knocking on 70, dude. Do you think he wants to walk the sidelines?
I don't know. Marv Levy coached until he was 80, I think.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. And yeah, maybe he will. Maybe it's what he loves. But, I mean, I don't know. Guys, he's accomplished everything, right? He doesn't need to do this anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, and it could just be the fact that he loves it and he's obsessed with it. And I'm sure that's a big part of a lot of head coach, you know, success in the NFL. So it's very likely that he'll just do it, you know, until they fire him or he dies. But at the same time, you got to imagine, like, doesn't a dude have a boat somewhere he wants to go chill on? Like,
he
this
does.
Is a lot of work,
he,
man.
He may be chilling on it now.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. So I was just saying, like, you know, you got to think that at some point, you just get out of the rat race and go relax.
Well, you know, his boat was called Four Rings. He's gone ahead and changed the name to Five Rings.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, let's look at some news here real quick. Austin Seferian Jenkins, remember him?
Yeah, two
games. Yeah, he was suspended for a couple games because he had a DUI last year. Some signings here. Adam Thielen re-signs with the Vikings. No shock there. I didn't really hear his name a lot, you know, as we were going through you know, free agents where they may go,
which is surprising because he had a great season, right?
He did.
Almost 1,000 yards. Yeah.
Darrell Revis dismissed of all charges stemming from that altercation in Pittsburgh last month, where apparently, I don't know, I didn't read the whole story, but apparently he took a beat down. I don't know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what I heard. But, you know, let's see, Revis's charges included two counts of felony aggravated assault, robbery, conspiracy, and making terroristic threats.
I also read that the NFL is still considering action because they don't care about the court case. So I think it's kind of messed up.
My way of thinking is if they throw it out of court because of lack of evidence or whatever, then it didn't happen legally.
I would think so too, but at the same time, apparently that's not the case. Like, they can still say, hey, you know, you shed a bad light on the league and therefore, you know, sanction something, fine, you know, suspension, whatever.
Oh, you know what? With Goodell, dude, I wouldn't be shocked, quite frankly.
Hell no. Of course not.
One of the highest free agents that was available at all is Dante Hightower, and he re-signed with the damn Patriots.
Sure did.
$19 million in guaranteed cash. He's going to be with the club for another 4 years, allegedly. So he may retire a Patriot. And you know what, dude? He was a huge part of their season last year. So.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, man.
Let's see. You know, one of the Browns are making some crazy moves. So as everybody knows by this point, the Browns basically paid Brock Osweiler $16 million guaranteed money to get a second-round pick next year. Because really, they had no intention of keeping Brock Osweiler.
It's crazy, man.
But they're going to get that second-round pick, and I think they gave up a fourth and a third or something like that. And they have this quarterback now who they don't really want to play for. You know, they don't want him to play for them.
Well, they have to.
But there's no market for him now.
If you pay a dude $16 million, you got to let him compete, man. The job.
You know what I mean? Or I think they got him to trade him. But the thing is, you got quarterbacks like Jay Cutler still sitting out there. As far as we know, his phone isn't ringing.
The
Beard's phone isn't ringing.
Nobody wants Brock Osweiler. They saw what he did. Right? He made the biggest mistake leaving Denver. Because apparently he was okay in that system.
Well,
but he went to Houston, and good God, man.
Well, somebody said it might be Bill O'Brien because, you know, he went 5-2 in Denver, you know?
Yeah, it might be. That's a strong possibility. I mean, sometimes systems and people clash. Look what happened to Randy Moss in Oakland, right?
Yeah, who knew?
I mean, he was still Randy Moss, but the system and the quarterbacks and all that stuff, and he had two terrible seasons.
Look at Kurt Warner in the Giants
in
uniform.
New York. Yeah, in New York. And then, like, that didn't work out at all. He came from the greatest show on turf, stunk it up. And then went to Arizona and went back to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know?
And because of that, is now a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. Yeah. And deservedly so.
Or will be. He's on the short list.
Right.
I'm not sure. Quite frankly, and, you know, I tweeted out, it's amazing that Brock Osweiler can be traded from the Texans to the Browns and improve the quarterback situation in both cities.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's true.
It is true. I'm not sure Brock plays for the Browns, but, you know, who knows? Maybe as things shake out, you know, down the road, that, you know, at draft time, they'll
listen,
kick
man,
in.
The Browns have a lot of picks. So in 5 years, this could all look brilliant. Mm-hmm. But I have serious doubts.
Well, it's all Moneyball, apparently. You got that Podesta dude in there doing his thing.
Yeah, I don't think that works in football, man.
Well, we'll see. It's year two of it. And, you know, apparently he's doing his thing by paying $16 million for a quarterback they don't want and a second-round pick. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, okay.
One of the quarterbacks that the Browns were allegedly trying to pursue was Kirk Cousins. But Mary Kay Abbott, who's a reporter there in town, says the Browns are not expected to try to get Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, why would they? He's only a good quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Apparently they don't like those.
Well, he signed his tender. So once he signs, he's now eligible to be traded.
Right.
So, you know, the Browns have a lot of picks. The 49ers have the second pick. Now, the question is, you know, if you're the 49ers and you have Kyle Shanahan as your coach there and you're looking to rebuild and you have an owner and a general manager there who are ready to spend some money, do you trade your number two pick for Kirk Cousins?
I wouldn't. I wouldn't. Cousins is good, but he's not a home run, man. And, you know, he's that second tier, right? But he's not an elite-level quarterback. He's just not.
He's not. But, you know, right now the only quarterback they have on the staff there is Brian Hoyer. He's the only guy they have.
Yeah, injury trouble. But he's not bad, though.
Well, they say that, you know, he's our guy. You know, we're perfectly happy starting the season and you know, having Brian Hoyer be our guy.
They should be. Draft a couple young guys.
The thing is, dude, there's really no standout quarterback this year. Now, you know, as we get closer to the draft, you know, these guys will get more exciting and people will, you know, the desperate folks will step up and go, well, this guy, you know, Trubisky is blah, 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 and this guy Watson is this and that. I don't know. I don't really know there's anybody out there that was even Goff or Wentz good.
Right. Right. Well, I mean, yeah, we'll have to wait and see, but that doesn't mean there's not talent at the position. It just means, you know, they're just unsure.
Maybe it's not first-round home run talent.
All these freaking draft grades, dude, they're all BS, man. They're very rarely accurate, you know?
That's why.
I mean, do you remember the quarterback class when Donovan McNabb was drafted?
Oh, yeah, dude, you had Achilles Smith and you had Dante Culpepper in there.
Yeah.
Tim Couch went first.
That's right. Yeah.
You know what?
All those dudes.
Culpepper was the best of the bunch.
He was. So, you know, I it's just all, it's all pure speculation, man. And, you know, you get guys that are undrafted. Like Arian Foster turns out to be, you know, one of the best players in the league.
Yeah, it's hard to get that quarterback that way, though. I mean, Tony Romo's the poster child for it, and so is Kurt Warner. I mean, those guys are both. But really, the quarterback is.
It happens. I mean, Brady was, what, a sixth-round pick?
Yeah, something. Pick 199
ever?
Or something.
Yeah.
Have you seen the NFL film show about, you know, all the quarter, the Brady Six, I think it's called?
No.
The six quarterbacks taken before Brady.
Before him?
Yeah, and where they ended up. And because, you know, Spurgeon Wynn was taken before Tom Brady in that draft.
He was picked in the sixth round. Brady was drafted in the sixth round.
Right. So
yeah, but you can't. I mean, it's like that dude that was drafted right before Michael Jordan. Like, that's what I'm saying. You just can't really predict it. I forget that dude's name, by the way.
Nobody remembers.
Yeah, nobody remembers. I used to know it. But it happens, man. I mean, you know, the Eagles drafted Freddie Mitchell right before Reggie Wayne went off the board.
Oh, see, so, I knew you were going to bring that up.
I mean, it's painful, but you just can't tell at that point. And I think they do their best to try to do their homework. But I feel like, especially the people that are commenting on it, like the, you know, the suits on TV that are talking about it, man, they just have no clue. They do all these things. They have the combines. They have, you know, the tests and
interviews.
They go through all this stuff. But at the end of the day, you can't really tell how they're. These are kids, man. They're 21, 22 years old. You can't tell who that person's going to become, by watching some tape. You just don't know.
That's all you have to go by, though. That's the bitch of it.
I know. And you roll with the dice. And, you know, some people are better at it than others.
Did you see we're going to talk about Eagles here for a sec, but, and you know, I think I would have been just as impressed regardless, the Eagles brought Wentz in for an interview. I guess it was at the Combine. They had the hotel room set up, and, you know, all the coaches were in there and all that. Did you see that? Where they had they had a TV screen there, and they had Wentz, and they said, okay, we're going to show you this play here, and we want you to describe what it is. So they flashed this thing up.
I did watch that.
Yeah, Wentz is like, this was a third quarter in the blah 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 game, and
47 reads
formation, and it's right. This is what this guy's doing because of this DB leaning this way. You know, we're gonna run. I checked off to this route, and dude, I mean, I think that interview right there was what got him drafted.
Oh yeah.
That's why the Eagles went all the way up.
Yeah, definitely impressive, but. Got on the field. He was a rookie. He had a couple good games, and then hopefully with these receivers coming in, he'll have a little bit more success. I think, given the amount of drops that they had, you know, and the fact that he's a rookie, I'm not concerned about him at all. I think he's going to end up being a good quarterback. A lot of elite level quarterbacks had terrible first seasons.
Dude, you Manning. Know,
Troy Aikman.
Right.
Peyton Manning.
These guys had horrible first seasons because the team around them wasn't great.
Right, and the Eagles are in a similar situation.
Right, so if you look at Goff, and you look at Wentz, so those are the guys who went 1-2 last year. You know, for the first time, they're going to have the entire offseason being the presumptive starter. They're going to have the entire preseason where they're going to get all the first team reps. They're going to have all of that as the starter. And, we were going to look at like Marcus Mariota and Jameis Winston this last season. They were markedly better than they were the year before, and they'll be better this year, presumably.
Presumably.
So it's a growing process, obviously. You know, we'll see what happens with Teddy Bridgewater because, Bradford's there. But
right. Especially a quarterback, man. There is just so much to learn. And getting used to that NFL game speed. Whereas, you know, in college, they might have had another half a second. They don't have that anymore.
They don't. I mean? And the windows they can throw through are a lot skinnier.
Tiny, tiny, tiny. So, yeah, I think it'll be interesting. But speaking of those Eagles, man, Torrey Smith I wasn't that excited about. He's a burner. You know, I get it. You need somebody to stretch the field. But it's not like he's a game-changing talent.
No.
You know what I mean? Now, I say that. He's been in some mediocre situations too. So I'll give him a pass there, but he's,
I get it. He's a receiver. You'll give him a pass. Right. So he was in Baltimore, right. With Flacco. And then he went to San Francisco where he had, a cast of bozos.
Right. So, he's definitely talented and he's definitely got that elite speed that you have to account for. So that's important. But without them bringing in Alshon, I think it would have been, just like a lateral move.
It would have been a yawn.
Yeah, now that they have Alshon, now it's different. Because now people, they can't focus on Torrey Smith. They better not. Right? So they're going to have to focus on Alshon Jeffrey. And if Jordan Matthews can get rid of the dropsies and he can play that slot role, I think they're in good shape, man.
I don't know, man. I saw that, you know, the Eagles are willing to trade away some of their receivers.
They should. They should release them.
Yeah, I can think of a couple that could go right away.
Nelson Aguilar can just go.
Well, you know, as a first-round pick, they're going to give him one
year. I don't think he could get signed by an NFL team at this point.
Yeah, at this point, I think he's Todd Pinkston, quite frankly.
Yeah, he's just not a good receiver. You know, unfortunately, it might be in his head. You know, I don't know, but the guy, I mean, you're one job. And Jordan Matthews falls in this category, too, for me. He's been better than Nelson, but not by a whole lot, man. The one thing that you need to do 100% of the time is catch the freaking ball.
Yeah, it's actually right? In the title of your job description right there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it sounds obvious to everybody who's ever watched a football game, but apparently these guys somehow made it to the highest level without being able to do that consistently. I don't understand it. How does that happen?
They're wide sometimes receivers.
Yeah, how does that happen? I really don't understand it. You know, I get it. Every receiver drops passes occasionally. Like, it's just going to happen. I mean, Megatron did it. You know, yeah. It's bound to happen. You just can't do it consistently.
And you can't do it when it's third down, you know, and you're driving for the end of the, you know. Or worse, have it bounce off your hands and into the hands of a defender. Yeah.
That is one of the things that really killed Wentz this year. I mean, I can't count how many times he hit somebody in the hands on a big play and they dropped it.
Happened to Bradford a lot the year before, too.
Sure did. You know,
so hopefully that gets rectified.
Well, I mean, Alshon Jeffrey's certainly not going to get the dropsies all of a sudden. So,
hope not. Hopefully it's not something in the Philadelphia water, you know?
Well, you never know. There's a lot of people dropping passes there. Apparently Zach Ertz is the only dude who can catch a football.
I don't know. Suck down a Pat's cheesesteak and you're finished for receiving, you know?
Yeah, all of a sudden you can't catch the ball anymore. I don't know. But I'm excited about it, man. And I think the Alshon contract is perfect, right? They gave him some money to show, hey, man, you know, we know you're talented. But they also gave him that 1 year to be like, look, you know, if you mess this up, you're out.
Right, right. It's like a prove-it contract, to be sure. And it's not fully $14 million. It's, you know... I think it's $8 million with roster bonuses and, you know, right. That sort of thing. So yep. if he misses games due to, you know, PED stuff again, then he's going to have trouble. And, you know, I know you can't penalize a guy for injuries, but, you know.
Oh, yeah, you can. Aaron Foster was talking about that on Rogan's podcast. Absolutely. He said they brought it up. He said they brought it up in contract negotiations all the time.
No. I mean, they can, when you're trying to renegotiate a contract, they can bring it up. But once you're under contract, they can't hold money back from you because you were injured a game.
No. But he said he played with a broken collarbone for the first 3 years of his career because he didn't want to tell them. And the day after he signed his big money contract, he went to the he went to the team doctors and was like, yo, I got a broken collarbone.
Well, do you hear Jerome Bettis actually lied about having an injury so he wouldn't be cut from the Steelers? Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't know that. No,
yeah, Google that at some point because he was like, yeah, you know, at one point I thought they were going to cut me. So I kind of told him I had this injury so they couldn't just release me. Because that's against, you know, the CBA or whatever. So,
right.
Yeah, I remember him admitting that. I saw that. This is, you know, right after he retired.
That's funny.
So I thought that was pretty interesting. Hey, you know, Lyle, we all know what a pain buying a car is. And just when you thought, just the thought of walking into a dealership at this point is enough to trigger an anxiety attack. And none of the popular internet services really do anything to level the playing field for you. But instead, there you stand in the dealership negotiating with people who negotiate for a living, wasting lots of time and money. Well, help has arrived, my friends. It's called MyHopscotch.com, and it's a car buying service that will do it all for you. They find you the right car, then negotiate price, trade-in, financing, and even all the warranties and extra stuff that dealers want to sell, so you don't have to. And if you feel the need to be more involved in the buying process, they'll customize their service just for you. That's pretty cool. The bottom line is they work exclusively for you without any conflicts of interest so that you feel like royalty when you stride into the dealership to pick up your brand new car, knowing that you got the best deal possible. My Hopscotch even guarantees that you will be thrilled with their services or 100% of your money is returned. That's pretty cool. Seriously, once you bought a car with MyHopscotch.com, you'll never buy a car any other way. So go to MyHopscotch.com now, use promo code FANTASY so they'll know that you heard it here, and you'll get an additional 10% off of their service price. That's cool, too. So that's MyHopscotch.com, promo code FANTASY. Go check it out when you're in the market for a new car, and they will hook you up. Sounds good to me.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. That is one thing that... It always bugged me about that is you go in there and I never know how much the car costs, you know, like yeah, it has a sticker price, but I'm like,
and you're like, what?
Yeah. There's always extra stuff. And even if they're like, hey, I'll knock a little bit off for you. It's like, what? And I remember arguing with a dealer one time over $100 service charge. And he looked at me and he went, dude, it's $100. And I went, yeah. So take it off. And he was like, yeah, but it's only $100. And I was like, well, if it's only $100, then take it off.
Right.
He was like, yeah, but, you know, it's $100, man. And I was like, are you serious?
Yeah, but see, the difference was, dude, it was his $100.
It was his $100, right.
That was his commission right there. I always remember the beginning scene of Fargo. Not the beginning scene, but one of the scenes in Fargo where they're arguing over the clear coat, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, oh, man, I don't know how you do that. But that's one of the reasons I love the dealership where I bought Rob's car. Yeah, I think you bought a couple
CarMax
cars there too.
Yeah,
CarMax, I didn't want to mention awesome them, you know, until they pay us. But yeah,
well,
you walk in, it's, you know, the price of the car. You go, dude, it was the easiest car buying experience I ever had.
Yeah, the price
life
is the price. And I actually told the dude, I was like, what if I want $1 off and I'll give you money for this car right now? And he was like, I can't do it. We don't negotiate. Yeah. This is the price.
You know, one thing I thought was really bizarre about this, and you know, if you're ever in need of a place to sleep on a cold night, this is the thing. CarMax doesn't lock any of their cars ever. So if you're on the lot and you want to sit in the car, it's always open.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
And I said to the guy, I'm like, don't you lock these at all? He's like, nah. See, because you can't drive out. The way they have the lot set up, you can't drive a car out of there unless the gate is raised.
Right.
So they just don't lock their cars. So,
yep,
you know, if it's, you're caught in the rain, you want to chill for a while and it's the weekend and they're closed, just go sit in the car.
Hop in that SUV, man.
Yeah, man.
You know, stretch
anyway
out in the back.
So, yeah, it was pretty easy doing that.
Yeah.
So back to football, if you don't mind.
Anyway, yep.
Apparently, you know, one of the big questions of the offseason here is where is Tony Romo going to land? Personally, I could give a rat's ass, but it could be the difference between a team going to the Super Bowl and not going to the Super Bowl, because allegedly Denver's interested, even though John Elway says, I don't care. I'm happy with the guys we have. You know, if Tony Romo's available, he's going to go for it. Also, the Texans are in the mix as well. They had one of the best defenses in the league last year, but, you know, Brock Osweiler did his Brock thing, and, you know, off they go. But so what are you thinking about Tony?
Yeah, I mean, either place is a wonderful fit, right? So I really dislike Tony Romo because he's been a Cowboy for so long. But the dude is a very good quarterback. And, you know, both of those places have dynamic wide receivers. Right, so it'd be really interesting to see. Man, if he ended up in either one of those spots, they're immediately Super Bowl contenders. I mean, you could argue that Denver always was.
Right.
Houston, not so much. I mean, I know, you know, they won the division, quote unquote, but I mean, it had a big asterisk next to it that was, you know, we have the best defense and our offense sucks.
Right. They kind of backed into the division there, but you know,
right,
winning the division's winning the division.
You put Romo there. Then all of a sudden, DeAndre Hopkins is an elite-level wide receiver again.
Once again, yes.
Yeah, and I think you have a pretty top-notch offense. Like, out of the gate, boom, done.
If,
and you have the best defense in the NFL.
And it is a huge if. The big IF, can Tony stay on the field for 17 straight weeks over the playoff spring?
There is that. There absolutely
That's the
is
thing.
That. Yeah.
I mean, the guy, you know, I saw that he, you know, NFL teams in contracts for players, they have an on-field bonus system where, you know, if you play a certain number of plays, you get a bonus. It's written into contracts. So
right.
Tony Romo was on the field during the regular season for one drive. Tony Romo's bonus this year wouldn't buy our family's dinner down at the Chick-fil-A.
Is that right?
Dude got a $64 bonus. It's like, that's awesome. Not even worth going to the bang for Tony Romo.
Yeah, that's super fun. Ah, you know what, dude? I'm just looking at NFL.com, and there's an article about it right here. $64 bonus for Romo.
Yeah, that's pretty good. You know, looking at others, up. I mean, you know, Adrian Peterson got a similar bonus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah,
it's small. And speaking of this guy, so, you know, there's been a bunch of signings already, but I'm going to look at the guys who are still available. Adrian Peterson's at the top of that list.
Definitely. You know,
Seattle was on the maybe list there, but they just signed Eddie Lacy, so I think he's off. Really, I think the best spot for him is the spot where he's always been. I think really Minnesota is the place where he needs to be.
I don't disagree with you. The thing is, you know, how bad do they want him? I mean, the guy is at the end of his career. You can't argue that.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, you know, he's what, 30? He's going to be 33.
Yeah. I mean,
he's 32 now, but, you know, it's Adrian Peterson, dude. I mean, you know, I think if there's a guy who's going to Curtis Martin his way to 35, it's going to be AP.
It's certainly possible, dude. I wouldn't put it past him, but at the same time, you know, NFL teams always think about the future, right? And he's really not the future, man. He's the maybe this year. I mean, that's just the cold, hard facts about it, man, you know.
Right. It's the kind of thing where, you know, if you've got a team that thinks they're, you know, a piece away, you know, maybe he's that guy. So
and they're going to have to pay him an awful lot of money, you know.
That's the thing. I mean, maybe they won't. You know, it depends on where he goes. You know, would he be willing, if Romo goes to Denver, would he be willing to go to Denver to get that ring, possibly? Maybe.
I don't know, man. It depends on what
kind
of person.
$3 million a year or something like that?
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows? I don't know. That's a good question. But I have a feeling that what he would be willing to do is very different than what his agent would be willing to do.
Yeah, you're probably right about that.
You know what I mean? His agent's probably like, dude, yeah, sure, you could go here for $3 million, but I could probably get you 14, you know, in wherever. You know what
right.
I mean?
We can send you to Oakland, and you can get $6 million over 2 years.
Right.
Because yeah. Running backs now aren't,
yeah, I guess they don't
get paid
the
that big
much.
Bucks.
Right.
But from maybe for AP, so just so you can put asses in the seats, maybe you throw him a couple extra mil if you got the cap room.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Yep.
All right, so Jared Cook was a big part of Green Bay's run last year. He's still available. I don't know if he's, you know, are tight ends really of his ilk, are they really, really in demand at this point? I mean, it's not like he's Gronkowski. He's not Jimmy Graham. He's a little bit bulkier than that. Not nearly as fast. Decent hands, but, you know, I'm not sure anybody's really lining up to sign this guy.
Dude, he's a great tight end, and I'd be shocked if somebody doesn't scoop him up. I mean,
oh, yeah, yeah, he's going to get picked up. It's just he's still out there. Nobody, you know, he wasn't a first or second-day guy, obviously.
Yeah, tight end's not typically the position that you go right after, you know?
Yeah. Especially, you know, you got like Martellus Bennett, you know? Yeah, right. He got picked right up.
Well, I mean, look at the season he had.
We talked before about quarterbacks. It's, you know, we talked that Jay Cutler's still out there. Really, the only team that has really shown any interest at all is the Jets. And it seems to me, you know, why wouldn't they grab this guy?
Well, they need a quarterback.
Well, that's job one, yeah.
He is that, I guess.
Right.
But the reason is, you know why. He's just not very good.
Right, but, you know, who else do they have?
Well, they had a quarterback that was not really good. So, you know, they don't want that again. They don't want a pick-throwing, you know, non-committal. I mean, it's almost a swap with the beard, dude.
Right, the beard did a little bit of pouting. We all know that Cutler can pout with the best of them.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like a straight swap. So I think that's they have to have real reservations about that.
And you have to imagine that the other 30 teams in the league have to have those same reservations. Obviously, he's not going to go back to Chicago. That's over. I mean, Mike Glennon is the heir apparent there, which is a whole different a whole different conversation, which I wouldn't mind having. I'm sure Jay Cutler's going to land somewhere, and he'll probably be able to compete for a starting gig. There's plenty of teams out there looking for a guy, right?
Sure, yeah. And he's got, I mean, he's a veteran. He's got a lot of NFL experience.
So that definitely helps. But I don't know that you grab a Jay Cutler and you got to throw him. I don't know what his contract would demand, but to start in the NFL, you would think the Jets would want him to start if they signed him.
Yeah, well, he has no contract, so it's whatever. I'm just saying.
I know. Yeah. Well, I'm just wondering, like speculating on how much money that it would take to get him to go to the Jets. And then you look at the Jets team. I mean, they just lost their best receiver.
Yeah.
Right. They got an aging backfield. I mean, it's just not a great situation. So they might just want to rebuild, man, and not bother with the veteran.
Pick a quarterback and go from there.
Yeah, something.
Well, here's the thing. Okay, say you're the Browns, right? Brock Osweiler, Jay Cutler.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I really don't know.
Okay, wait a minute. Jay Cutler, Brock Osweiler, Colin Kaepernick, the beard.
Jesus. Was this F, Mary, Kill?
Kinda. But it's like F, Kill, F is what it is.
Yeah, I just kill them all, dude. That's a giant pile of mediocrity, man. And it's sort of depressing because those are all guys that have had success in this league.
In varying degrees, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Kaepernick was amazing when he first started, you know?
Dude, he went to the Super Bowl, for God's sake.
He was really good. You know, and certainly the beard had several seasons where he was, you know, better than average, and one in the Jets where he was really, really good. You know, but I just don't know how. Yeah, I just. I wouldn't want any of those people as my starting quarterback.
I would be remiss if I didn't mention that Geno Smith is available.
Ah, come on, man.
as is RG3.
Jesus Christ.
I didn't want to leave any of these guys out.
They should hire Chase Daniel, is what they should do. He just got cut by the Eagles. Sign that.
I think he's going to get a lot more action than some of these guys are because he carries no baggage with him.
Right.
He's really kind of an unknown, you know?
Yeah.
And you know he's going to get Andy Reid's stamp of approval, right?
Oh yeah.
In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if he ended up back in Kansas City.
I wouldn't either. Wouldn't shock me at all.
All right, this guy is interesting as well. This is Michael Floyd is still available.
Wow.
He had a cup of coffee with the Patriots last year, healthy scratch in a bunch of games, the big ones, you know. This is a guy with all kinds of talent, but, you know, we talked about baggage. He brings a bunch of it, too.
A whole bunch, yeah.
DUIs, locker room cancer.
He's still pretty
cancer.
Young, man. He's only 27 years old, you know? And we know he's a heck of a receiver. So, you really can't discount that. Somebody will give him a shot.
He's one of those guys, I think, that, you know, there's teams out there that are gonna bulk up at receiver. And, you know, there's really not that many left out there.
No,
the problem
not.
is that the draft is full of good receivers. There's 10 yeah. receivers on in that draft, yeah. at least that can be NFL starters by you know week six,
right?
You know, so are you going to take the guy with the baggage who's going to demand a veteran's contract, or are you going to get the guy who's going to cost you $650,000 a year? Who carries no baggage?
It's a good point, man. But somebody will give Floyd a shot, man.
He'll be in somebody's camp now. Yeah. You know, whether his attitude or off field issues, get him onto the 53. Who knows? But he'll land somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Now Jamal Charles is an interesting guy.
That is really interesting.
Here's a guy who's been he's played 83 carries over the last couple of years, just over 400 yards. Knee problems keep lingering.
Yep.
But, when healthy, the guy is just arguably, at the time, last time he was healthy, arguably a top three running back, right?
Yeah, but see, oh, totally, 100%. But see, that's the problem.
That was 3 years ago.
I mentioned him earlier, Arian Foster went through the same thing, right? He was the best of the best until he wasn't. And then he just wasn't again. You know,
it happens very, very quickly.
Healthy. Yeah,
Sean Alexander went from breaking records to breaking rocks or something. Obviously, he wasn't in prison, but he just disappeared.
Yeah, man, it happens to the best of them. You know?
A couple other running backs that are available here that don't quite have Charles's issues. Latavius Murray cut mm-hmm. loose by Oakland.
That's surprising to me.
Yeah, I mean, apparently, they're saying he had some vision issues, like he couldn't see the hole, that kind of thing.
I don't know. He looked pretty good to me.
He did okay. So, Seattle was on his list of possibilities, but You know, they just signed Lacy. Are they going to bring in another guy when they have Rawls and Procise in there? Probably not. So who knows?
Not.
You know, Jacksonville may be a spot. I don't know. But LeGarrette Blount's also available.
Yeah.
Unbelievably, the guy had 18 rushing touchdowns last year, 19 total, including the play. Well, 19 including the playoffs rushing. And, you know, as far as I know, dude's phone's not ringing. You don't really hear anybody talking about, you know, LeGarrette Blount's on this visit or who knows.
Yeah, I mean, I think, again, you're looking at a guy who hit 30. He hit that magic number.
You know? Blount's not 30, is he?
Yeah, he's 30 years old. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, he is.
Well, I guess that would do it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that's it. I mean, I did read something today that maybe the Packers would look at
maybe.
Him.
Maybe, yeah.
You know, as a replacement for Lacy. But, yeah, man, you know, I don't know. When you hit 30, man, as a running back, you really become like this. People have an allergic reaction to you. And it's not, I don't think it's always fair or accurate, but it's just the number where everybody goes, yeah, we're looking for somebody a little younger. You know?
Yeah, and when you do get a contract, it's that one-year deal, you know?
Right.
Nobody wants to throw you the three-year deal at 30.
Unless you're Darren Sproles, apparently. He can just keep playing forever.
Yeah, apparently there's not a problem there.
No.
We mentioned the Colin and Ryan show, Fitzpatrick and Kaepernick.
Right.
But, you know, dude, Christine Michael still out there.
Yeah.
He bounced around. He was on, what, three different teams last year?
Yeah, I think so.
Now, who knows what his problem is? D'Angelo Williams, though, your boy D'Angelo is 34. Yeah. I think he might be done, dude.
He might be, but, I mean, look, when he had the rock last year, he played well. So, it's hard to,
right.
I mean, if he wants a gig, he'll get a gig, you know?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's still out there. You know, dude had like 3.5 yards per carry last year. And like you said, you know, he did it all you could do. When he was in for Le'Veon Bell last year, so
he won me $5.
Yes, you son of a bitch. But dude, he's 34 next month, so
yeah. I mean, he's definitely on the downslope. Like he can't keep going for much longer. But at the same time, he's always healthy. You know what I mean? He hasn't had like a injury plagued career, and maybe that's because his snaps have been so limited when he was in Pittsburgh, but. You know, I think that if he wants a job, he can probably find one. He's not going to get a top-notch contract.
Honestly, his reps were limited when he was in Carolina, too.
They were.
Which is part
You're
of the
absolutely
problem.
Right. Yeah, he did have some injury trouble there. But
he did.
So did Jonathan Stewart. But, you know, you're right. Yeah, he hasn't had the million carries that some of these backs have. And so maybe the people will consider that. I don't know. I'd like to see him get a gig for another 2 years or so, just see what he could do. Because I'm just a fan of the dude. But I mean, it might
You're
be over
a fan
for
of
him.
The guy. You like
yeah,
the
I think so.
D-Will?
I like D-Will a little bit.
Best running.
Hey man, I was right. I was right about one thing. He was better than Reggie Bush.
Yeah, I'm not real sure that's hard to do though, dude.
But coming into the draft, Reggie Bush was supposed to be the greatest thing ever, and I was like, no, this dude D-Will is. That's when it all started, was the Reggie Bush versus D'Angelo Williams, when they got drafted. People were yelling at me, saying I was crazy.
Is Reggie Bush really that old? Is he 34?
Got to be. I don't know how old he was coming in that draft, but...
Dude, we've been doing this show for a long damn time.
He's 32. He's 32.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so...
So maybe he was coming out as a junior and D'Angelo redshirted.
Right, yeah, something like that. But yeah, he was better. He's better than Reggie Bush.
You know, we didn't talk at all about defense, but there's some old guys out there on defense who can still get it done. Dwight Freeney, still getting it done, as old as he is. Mario Williams is a free agent. You know, some other dudes that we've talked about. Morris Claiborne, he's an unrestricted free agent. You know, some other guys. Kevin Minter's out there.
Man, Dwight Freeney's 37.
He is.
Man, that's got to be kept. Man, when I was 37, I hurt just from sleeping in the bed wrong. You know what I mean?
My son Jamie's favorite player, Dontari Poe. Don't know why, but he is. He's still out there, nose tackle. Mm. Yeah, who knows?
Yeah.
So, you know, this is all going to calm down a little bit, and you know the draft happens in April, just north of us here in Philadelphia. That'll be fantastic.
Yeah, are we going? What's up?
I don't know. I have to look at you. It's ticketed. You can't just walk in. So we're going to see what's up with tickets.
See if we can get some tickets.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, I think we have to go. It's in Philly.
Well, you know, we have to at least be in the vicinity, if not right there. You know, right. I think day two tickets will be a lot easier than day one tickets.
They probably will be, but who wants to go day two?
Dude, if we can't boo Roger Goodell live, I'm going to be unhappy.
Yeah, come on. We got to do it, man. We got to do it. I think we're obligated, you know, to go this.
Yeah,
and it's in Philadelphia, dude. You know, it's a 40-minute drive. Let's go.
Yeah, well, it would probably best to just take the train up and subway it over there, but, you know.
Well, the trains don't run back at night, dude, so that's the problem. They shut them off.
We can Uber back. We can figure it out, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Anyway, so as we get closer to the draft, we'll be talking about those guys and leave free agency behind because, you know, that's where everything will be
Free agency will pretty much be settled, so.
Yeah, I mean, we're a few names away, a few big names away from it being settled. You know, I think Peterson's one of them. You know, there'll be some interest in where guys like, you know, Jamal Charles go and a few other names. But really, for all intents and purposes, it's settled. You know, we'll see where the quarterbacks end up. But, you know, the big names have all been signed. I was really surprised at a couple things. I was surprised Terrell Pryor went to Washington for the money he went for and the time he went for.
Yeah.
A lot of these guys, and, you know, there was some shocked expressions and surprised responses to Jeffrey on the first day signing a one-year deal. It's like, wait, it's day one. Why are you signing a one-year deal on day one? You sign a one-year deal on day 12, not right. day one.
Right.
But I think he wanted to be in Philly, dude. Which is kind of cool.
Yeah, I think that's really cool. I mean, you never know what other teams have told him to. Like, there might have been, he might have had some conversation where people were like, look, man, now we can't have a head case. And the Eagles might have shown genuine interest. You know, and that kind of stuff goes a long way. Plus, it was not a small number. So,
right.
I mean, he's getting paid.
You know, from what other people have said is that, you know, there was a team that was offering him a 3-year, $12 million contract or, you know. So they wouldn't want to pay him big money per year because of his issues, obviously.
Right.
But Philadelphia is willing to pay him 14 for one. Yeah. Give right. that a shot, and then we'll do this all over again next year.
Yep.
Or not, if he can get that long-term deal.
Yeah. You know, so I mean, we'll see. Maybe. We'll see. But, I'm excited about that, man. Because, I mean, you know, we haven't had a receiver that caliber since T.O., man.
Oh.
That's right.
That's the truth. I mean, Macklin was good. DeSean Jackson was pretty good, but not elite level like Alshon, man. Alshon's an elite level wide receiver.
You're right. By the way, I kicked the closer, just so you know.
Okay. All right. We're closing out?
Yeah. Lyle's at his place. I'm at my place. We're going to mix this together, and you will know the difference if we don't tell you, which we just did. So, anyway.
Right.
All right, we'll be back in 2 weeks unless one of us gets sick or has too much work to do. It's the off season. It's catch as catch can. Yes, randoms. We'll be back next week.
Yes, we're going to do
it. One of us isn't sick or
so we did one of them and the audio got corrupted and then we both got terribly sick. Our families got sick. Kevin and I are still reeling from it. It's just been a nightmare.
It has been, but we'll get there. We'll get there, guys. We'll get there.
Yeah, man.
All right, we'll be back in a couple weeks. Until then, enjoy free agency and look at those draft numbers. Oh, by the way, there's a website out there called firstpick.com where you can actually draft for your team.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Kevin turned me on to it.
It's great. The best score I've gotten so far is a B+. I got a B+.
Really?
Yeah, I was drafting for the Browns. I just kept trading back, and I had like 50 picks by the end of it. All right, have a good one. We'll see you. Bye.
Love you, mean it.